First, I'll tell you a little bit about the setting. You can see the few cameras here that record our actions. And we all have bars and microphones that record your voice. There are also some microphones there, but you don't have to pay a lot of attention on those because it will disappear when you don't intend to it. So, this is our project documents folder. There are some notes in it already, I see. Some documents. I'll start with the presentation kickoff. It's being modified by the administrator. Okay. Let's do it read only. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but we're working for Real Reaction. It's a company in electronics. We put fashion in electronics. We make it work. We put a lot of effort in design and in the product itself. I'm Bart Peut, I'm the project manager. So I'll direct you through the project. This is our agenda. We have our opening, acquaintance, tool training, project plan discussion, closing. Maybe I can sit down and take some notes. I don't know, it's not a lot of work, but just if you want something like that, just write that. As you can see, it's the opening, acquaintance, tool training. Now, acquaintance is a point we've done a bit. Have you all seen the corporate website already?
Yep.
Yeah. Have you seen any flaws? I think I found one. See if it works this way. No, it doesn't work here. Okay, no problem. But on the corporate information side, there was Real Remote instead of Real Reaction.
Oh yeah.
Real Remote is not really the company we are, but just a little. Okay, what are we going to do? Our project aim is, as you can see, a new remote control. It has to be original, trendy, and user-friendly. So these are the points why we also hired you. We've got the marketing expert for the trendy and user-friendly look, and industrial designer. That's also user-friendly and a bit original. And we've got our user interface designer. So that's about the new remote control. Our project method is there are the three phases we're going through. First is functional design, individual work, meetings. After the functional design, then the conceptual design and the detailed design. I had some. But I think you know about it yourself. The industrial designer is going to work on the working design, component design, and a bit of the look and feel design. The user interface designer is going to do the technical function design, user interface concept, and user interface design. And the marketing expert is doing a little bit of user requirements specification, trend watching, and product evaluation. That's a bit what you're going to do. But that will be all worked out in other meetings. Then we've got our first tool training. We're going to work with a lot of high-tech tools here. So it's handy if we have a little bit of training first. As you can see, we've got the smart boards here and here, and the whiteboard. In the whiteboard here is a little toolbar on this side. Here are some functions you can save. These functions we don't have anything to do with. Only undo, you can undo a little piece of drawing. a blank new document for each person. Select a pen, eraser, capture, we don't have to do anything with it. Then we've got our pen, this pen. It's really funny because you can draw with it on this page. In the format, you can also select the current color and the line width, but then first you have to select the pen function. But we're going to work with it in a minute. Okay. That's very simple and it's easy to draw your findings and drawings in there. Then a short thing about documents. We've got our shared folder, project link, project documents club, I think. But you all found that already because there are a lot of documents in it already, so it will be okay. And these are available on the smart boards as well. So if you have a document you want to show, just open it from the folder. Here's the simple toolbar. That's what I just said, save, print, move back or forward one page. You can switch between your different drawings. And then we're going to try out the whiteboard. So as you can see, we're going to draw an animal just to get a bit familiar with it. Mouse was running away. Is anybody playing with the mouse? Okay. We're going to draw an animal and just sum up a few of its favorite characteristics. The only thing we have to look after is that we use different colors and different line width. I can start from now. We use this pen by holding it like a little child, because if you hold it like this, sensors will get blocked. Another thing is you have to be a bit slow. If you're going to draw really fast, then pen won't hold up. So you choose format, current color, I think gray is appropriate. Then the line width, I think 7 will be nice. Now you will see my drawing capabilities. It's not very much. Here you have to do it real slow. Trying to draw a dolphin. I think his nose is to be
I'm thinking of a swordfish.
It's a bit of a swordfish. Yeah, look at my eye. Now we've got another finishing, we've got the eraser. And then you can undo this easily. That's good. And I've got to write down a few of his characteristics. You got no text tool?
No.
Okay. This is typically a do action, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe you have to hold it a bit upside down. I think that's it, because if you want to do it like this, then it'll be a strike. I don't know, just try. It's not mine. Maybe it's wants to draw another animal, I don't know. Lives for the film. It's my characteristic. I have a characteristic about the dog. Lives for the film.
Okay.
So now I'm gonna hand over the pen of a new blank sheet. You?
Thank you. Okay, well, not much in Marcus, but here we go.
Maybe it's easier to draw with a smaller line width, because this is going to be longer than I did.
Okay, this is my sheep. Little blue dot they always get sprayed on their butts.
It's a real dead sheep.
Yeah.
Nishi. Maybe you can also write your name somewhere.
We are. It's going really slow when you're writing.
Yeah.
They're really wrong animals. And that's just a little mean thing. So I'll pass the time to our agent.
Just gonna draw its head.
Sweet.
Yeah. You know what that is? Or who?
Garfield.
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 Yeah.
He's done.
Yeah. So,
draw a cat too, so. Let's try something else. Something different than Garfield. Mine is a bit more skinny.
Yeah.
Skinny cat. He's lurking there, did you find him in the street?
Well, it's supposed to be a cat. I like cats because they are independent.
So everybody knows how to work the whiteboard now. So if you have any ideas or if you want to draw anything on the whiteboard, just ask and go ahead. It's pretty easy. Help with whiteboard. So we've got the tool introduction. Move along to the project finance. As you can see, the for a remote control, the selling price is 25 euros. Our selling price. Our profit aim is 50 million euros. That's the lead we have to get from our remote controls. So we have to work together to reach our aims. We can do it international. So we have to focus on different kind of users, different kind of cultures, and different kind of trends as well. But that's all in a later stadium. Our production cost can be maximal 12.5 euros. So that's also a point we have to keep in mind, that we won't make remote controls with small televisions inside and stuff like that. It won't work. So just try to remember these points. Selling price 25, profit aims 50 million, but more important is the international market we're trying to focus on, and production cost maximum 12.5 euros. So that leads us to our little discussion. We've got about 5 or 10 minutes left for discussion, so I'm gonna sit down, I think.
Easy.
5 minutes. Okay, so that's a good time.
So just on a side note, why is it my laptop is only giving me a black screen?
Hmm? Maybe you have to say the magic word.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Maybe you have to just clap it down. Back up again. Does anybody has experiences with remote controls? And I mean, not the ordinary remote controls, but also other different ones that you can use for other.
No.
No?
No. Well, we have a kind of pro TV at home and a DVD player, so we got like a lot of remote controls, one for the TV, one for the video recorder, and for the DVD player.
Yeah.
And I think it would be best to just make one remote control that can operate them all.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got one at home. You can program, I think, 8 different devices in it. You can use it for television and everything else. And it also operates on infrared. So you have got a little device inside your room, and then you can operate it from the third or the second floor. So that's pretty handy when you have a video recorder you can play downstairs and you've got a link to your TV on the second floor.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty handy thing. But only the, I think the, if you can put different kind of devices in one remote control, it makes it a lot easier as well. It's
Yeah.
it's good to remember. Yeah, it's nice. So we want different functions.
Yep.
And we can maybe see if we can do something with infrared. But I don't know if it will exceed the production costs. It's something we have to find out, I think.
Yeah.
And that would be really good if we could do that.
And other functions for remote control that you can make into
It has to be shockproof. As
proof.
my remote control tends to fall
Waterproof.
all over. So
Yeah, you make another one and have it in there.
Okay, so these are a few things we can think of. I will put the minutes from this meeting in our project folder.
Yeah, one other little thing. Thought it might be handy to put a battery status display on it, so you can see
Battery status.
how much is left in the battery. But it also really drag up the production costs, so
Yeah.
we'll have to see about that too. But maybe just a little more.
That's an idea, so. What are engines?
General mentions.
Any questions about this presentation? Presentation? No? Okay, then I'll put the minutes from this meeting in the project folder. And then we can all work. Finish meeting now.
Okay.
And we can all work on our own projects. Okay, then I'll meet you.